this is Ken Bousfield. We just signed on, have in our room Nathan Hall and Marianne Booth and Heather Bob.
And this is Paul. I'm here.
And Betty.
Brett.
Welcome.
Did I hear Brett?
Yep.
Oh, that was way soft, Brett. Is it just me hearing him soft, or can others hear him fine?
Soft.
Yeah,
does that sound any better?
That's better.
Yeah, much better.
Okay. That's the Brett I know.
Well, I got to speak softer. It makes my old cow ribs hurt.
How are you feeling anyway?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
I'm back in the saddle. Good.
Hello, did someone else just join?
Yes, I'm sorry. This is Steve Layton with Creamer and Noble Engineering in St. George.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Did someone just join us?
Hi, this is Tage.
Tage, welcome.
Thank you. How's everybody? Good.
Did someone else just join us?
Yeah, this is Price River Water Improvement District. Jeff Richin, District Manager, Richard Cotton, our chairman, and Kate Christ is our treasurer.
Did we get it?
It's recording. We'll get it.
Okay. So it looks like so far we have four board members. Did someone else just join us?
This is Brad.
Brad, welcome. Ken Bousfield.
Thank you.
Paul, I suggest we give it a minute or two, and then we can start.
Okay, I think we're at five right now, right?
Myself? We are at five, yes.
Brad, Tage, and Brad?
Yes.
Okay. We'll wait just 1 minute, not a problem. I don't think this is going to take very long. Can we go over who's in the office there again with you?
We have Nathan Hall, who'll be presenting on Price River. Marianne, our recording secretary, and Heather, and myself. Mike Grange is at a conference on state finance agencies, so he is not here today.
Correct.
And Ken, you did get my reply on the email for the retreat?
I did, yes. Okay. I appreciate that.
That's on the 5th?
The 5th of May, yes.
I could probably make half of the day. Would one half be better than the other?
Yeah, probably the middle half, if that makes sense.
the 12 to 1 half, is that what you're saying?
No, the 10 to 2.
Yeah, the reason I say that the first part of it will be reporting on staff on what we did last year in our attempts to meet our goals. And then in the middle of the meeting, getting input from staff and partners, district engineers, local health departments, board, and you know, that's why I was suggesting the middle half, and that will help to formulate our goals for the coming year. That input.
Okay, put me down, and I'll work in as best I can.
Okay, and yeah, if you. We'll make sure we get your input before you have to leave.
Okay. Are we still at five?
Still at five, as far as I know.
So the only one we're missing would be, David Stevens and Mark Stevens.
Right.
Okay.
Ken, are we still looking at a Friday, May 9th meeting?
Yes, we are. That'll be in Brigham City at the Bear River Water District's offices on Forest Drive.
Right. And are we having an official meeting that afternoon?
Yes.
At 1:30.
At 1:30. In the morning, we plan a tour of the Bear River Extension to serve. What's the name of the
Beaver Dam.
Beaver Dam. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a project that the board funded.
And what time are we meeting at the district office, or at the office there?
At 8:30.
8:30?
Yes. Kind of in that lobby area, lunchroom area, where the boardroom, next to the boardroom. And we have a couple of vans, and we'll just carpool up there to Brigham City.
Okay, it sounds like we have a quorum, don't we?
We do.
I mean, we'll take an official roll call, but I'm going to suggest we go ahead and get started.
Okay.
If there's objections from others.
Paul Hansen?
Yes, here.
Betty Naylor?
Here.
Brett Shinoff?
Here.
Tage Flint?
Here.
David Stevens? Oh, wait a minute, I skipped you, Brad. Brad Johnson?
Here.
Mark Stevens? We have five board members and enough to constitute a quorum.
Very good. First of all, thank you to the board for taking on this extra meeting. This is something that we wanted to address before letting too much time slip by based on Price River's request. On the phone with us again, we have representatives from Price River and with Kramer and Noble. Do we have any other guests on the phone? Okay. So with that in mind, Betty, let me turn this time over to you, Financial Assistance Committee portion.
Okay, we have one application, and that's from the Price River District with the Spring Glen. And Nathan, I understand you're going to handle that one.
Yeah, I can do that.
Go ahead.
In July of last year, 12th of 2013, the Drinking Water Board authorized Price River Water Improvement District $700,000 at 2.42% interest for 20 years for a project that included upgrading the Spring Glen distribution system so that they felt comfortable absorbing that system into their overall water system. At that time, the estimated project cost were $800,000, and Spring Glen was putting $100,000 to the project. Just a couple of weeks ago, they got bids back and came in quite a bit higher than that. And we're starting to see that. I don't think that's just isolated to this project. They, you know, as the economy is picking up a little bit, prices are going up, and it's hard to judge exactly where they're going to be 6 months before you bid. So I don't think we should be too concerned about that. The prices came in just a little bit high, and as we would ask them to do, they went back and looked at the project to see if anything could be removed from the project without significantly impacting the overall scope, and they took out a couple of small dead-end lines and saved some money that way, and still didn't quite have enough to cover contingency and feel comfortable going forward with closing on the project. So they approached us and asked if they could get some more money. They asked for an additional $100,000, and in order to keep the average water bill to the end user approximately the same as it was in the original authorization, they asked for an additional 5 years to make the loan term 25 years instead of 20, and they asked for the same interest rate. So I think, unless someone has specific questions about that, we'll just say that the Financial Assistance Committee last week met and recommended that the Drinking Water Board increase the authorized funding to $800,000 at 2.42% for 25 years as requested.
Okay, do we have comments or questions from the board?
One comment, Betty, if I may. Normally we don't go more than 20 years, but one of the other board members understand that we debated the value of the project and the importance in trying to get to the regionalization, which Price River's stepping up and helping us with. So So we didn't feel that going to the 25 years as opposed to the 20 would be anything that would set an adverse precedent or be detrimental to the state. So that was just one point that we did consider in our recommendation.
And also the fact that they were still contributing $100,000 towards the project.
They are still contributing, aren't they?
Yes, I forgot to mention that. That's true, they are.
Yes, that, nothing else has changed there. The other thing that we took into consideration is, you know, there's been some time and interest rates may vary, but rather than get into the complexities of trying to have separate loans with variable interest rates and everything else, we thought it cleanest for staff and for a cost to just hold the original appropriation or authorization interest rate.
Betty, this is Paige. Paul just answered one of my questions. The other was, are the bids in firm now so that they're fairly sure of what the cost actually is going to be?
Steve and...
Yes, bids are in. The contractor who is waiting for us to give him a notice of award is Johansson Construction out of San Pete County. We have a firm number from him. His bids were good for 60 days. That clock started on March 24th.
Any further questions from the board or comments from the board? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Betty, this is Brett. I'd make the motion that we approve upon the Finance Committee's recommendation for the extra money at the 25 years at the same percent interest.
Okay, and that being a total of $800,000, not extra money, but the total loan of $800,000. Correct?
Right.
Okay.
Done. Ms. Page, I'll second it.
Okay. Motion by Brett, second by Page. Any further comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes as the Financial Assistance Committee recommend for the recommendation. Okay. It looks like, Paul, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Price and Steve with Kramer for your work on this project. Look forward to seeing it wrapped up for you.
Thank you for your help. All the board members, and especially I guess all the board knows Nathan worked very hard for the state, making sure that we dot all our I's and cross all our T's, but he's very good to help us out.
Thank you.
All right. We've already talked about the board meeting. In enough detail. Again, that'll be on the 9th, as noted in the packet. Any other items that we need to address, Ken, from your perspective?
No, we don't have any items other than previously discussed.
Very good. Entertain a motion to adjourn then, and thank you all again for your time.
I don't so move.
Motion by Betty. Second?
I'll second that. This is Brett.
Second by Brett. All right, we're adjourned. We don't need to vote. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.